were at the draft, and that was a lot of fun. You know, second year in a row you've been at the desk when we've taken one of your players. But really, I would love your opinion. You know, you read what the draft experts say and what our coaches have said about Solomon. But what do you think about him as a player? I mean, what's your scouting report?
Going purely off of film, this is an explosive interior pass rusher, which can't be undersold because, you know, we all think about rushing the passer off the edge on the outside. And a lot of quarterbacks can push up in the pocket. But if you've got a legitimate, real big-time interior pass rusher, that quarterback has a tough time stepping up. You talk about getting the quarterback off his spot, you know, making him slide in the pocket, making him uncomfortable. And that's what a great interior pass rusher can do. You forget, too, he's just 21 years old and has played 2 years of college football. So this is an ascending player, which is exciting. He's athletic. He's explosive. He's still getting better. He's got the ability to be an edge pass rusher also. So that's the next part of his game, I think, that will continue to develop. Right now, day one, though, he's going to be a really good interior pass rusher.
Looking at the defensive line and really being in the front seven, it can be a hard position physically to go right into and contribute immediately. Do you see, like, the way he's built right now, he'll be able to be a player that can play from week one on?
I think he's as prepared as he can be. You can't prepare for something that you've never been through. So there's a certain amount of adjustment, of course, that all college football players have to make as they go into the NFL. In particular, playing on the defensive line, you're playing against the biggest, the strongest, the best on the planet at what they do. And when you're talking about dealing with the NFL offensive linemen. So there will be an adjustment period. But the two things that help even the playing field, first and foremost, is speed. And this guy is quick and explosive. Secondly, strength. And he's going to continue to get stronger. He's in the 270s. I think when it's all said and done, I think he'll be, in the next few years, he'll be playing in the low 280s. He'll get stronger. He'll gain knowledge, et cetera, and through experience. But you want to have a fastball. You want to have a strong suit. And right now, his combination of explosion and technique, because he's outstanding with his hands. He's really good at getting offensive linemen hands off of him, getting under their pads, with playing with leverage, playing with great strength. He's got good length to kind of push guys back and knock guys back. There will be an adjustment period, but he's coming to it with some great tools.
What would you say, you know, really separates him? What trait, what quality does he have that sets him apart from maybe great players and great prospects and makes him a special talent?
This is such a great coach answer, but it's mentality. That's what separates two really, really good, talented players, great athletes. We talk about a motor. I mean, his motor is always running. This is not a guy that gets, you know, you mark down loafs. This guy doesn't get loafs. Mm-hmm. He goes full speed, and once the ball declares itself, whether run or pass, he flips his hips and takes off. And I can't tell you how many plays over the last 2 years that he made down the field that he probably shouldn't have made or other guys wouldn't have made because they're not going as hard. Plays where he's run down from the back, from the backside. He studies the game and he studies the opponent so well. So he's looking for tips and tricks, giveaways by offensive linemen or by quarterbacks, snap counts. He's just one of those guys that, you know, two or three times a game, you know, he's going to jump the snap count. He's going to get, you know, that extra step right as the offensive lineman starts to move and create an advantage for himself. A lot of people forget, you know, people have called him a tweener because of his size that's on paper. But then when you look, he was the highest rated run defender in the nation last year for defensive linemen. So this is a guy that has great hands, great get off, and a desire to get to the football. And that's what you get when you're getting Solomon Thomas. You're getting a guy with great athletic ability, who's explosive and physical and a great technician. But his desire to be great, his desire to make plays, is what separates him from a lot of guys.
The Sun Bowl really put him on a lot of people's radar who maybe not watch Pac-12 football as often as we do here on the West Coast. I mean, are you sitting there after that game saying, okay, thank you, this is what, you know, this is what we've been seeing all year, and welcome to the party on Solomon Thomas?
There's no question. I mean, Solomon and I had some really good conversations with his parents, you know, before the bowl game, and the cursory checks that a lot of people had done of like, well, you know, he's pretty good. He's going to be really good next year. And I kept saying, okay, I think this guy's a first rounder now. All of our coaching staff looking at this player saying, this guy's a difference maker. This guy is a first rounder. And if he's not going to be great, then he should come back. But I think that bowl game, since it was an exciting game, so a lot of people watched it. It was a fun game to watch. And you had two primetime players and Mitchell Trubisky and Solomon Thomas in one game. So a lot of people watched it. And the more you watch, you say, okay, the best player on the field is Solomon Thomas. So I think when people really saw that and exploding, made so many unbelievable plays, then you go back and watch those other games with a different context and say, okay, this guy's checking off all the boxes. Tenacity, technique, explosion, speed, strength, the ability to affect the passer and play against the run. So I think once that game opened up people's eyes, scouts included, to go back and watch earlier in the season and say, okay, I think we're there now. This guy's a big-time player.
Did you know all along the 49ers were interested? I know that we had plenty of coaches out at your pro day. Shanahan was there. I'm sure you'd talked with John Lynch about the process.
They did a really good job of not, letting any cats out of the bag. So I think even as well as I know John, there was no real indication that they were gonna pull the trigger, which I think is a sign of, honestly, it's a sign of good leadership, management, and coaching staff to say, you know what, let's keep these close to our vest a little bit and make sure that, we have options going into the draft.
I know another guy pretty well going against him is DeForest Buckner. I mean, how well do these two guys as back-to-back first-round picks complement each other?
Oh, very well. I think it's exciting over the next few years to watch these guys mature and grow. I mean, DeForest is so big and physical and long. What I think is best about both of them is they're both versatile. They both could line up outside. They both could line up inside. They're both good against the run. They're both good against the pass. DeForest's length, I mean, it's a problem. You could have him right where you want him, but when he extends those arms, he can just move you off of his body, and he can get from one gap to another. And Solomon's explosion and quickness and tenacity—it's exciting. I'm excited to see those two guys grow in the next few years.
Last one on Solomon. Have you had a chance to talk with him after rookie minicamp, after kind of going through the whole draft process? Is he really thrilled to be staying in the Bay Area and feel like this is a good fit in San Francisco?
It's hard to say who's happier, him or his parents. They've been coming to visit the Bay Area for 3 years. They love it here. They love coming to Stanford games. So I think we'll have a couple of weekends where maybe they catch a Stanford game on their way to catch a 49er game. But I haven't talked to him since minicamp, but I did talk to him after the draft, and it's almost surreal to say that, that's, I think, kind of where he wanted to go, and the feeling was mutual. So he just feels blessed and excited, but he also is one of those guys that wants to make people proud. He wants John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan to say, you know what, we're so happy we got this guy, and look at all that he does, on and off the field for the organization. So I'm excited to see how it goes the next few years.
From a human aspect, I mean, that's got to be a thrill for you to be on the desk on live TV and you see Christian go eight, Solomon go three. I mean, a huge day for your program, but like I said, proud papa moment.
Oh, there's no question. And I sit there, and I'm not the most nostalgic and sentimental human being, but I sit there, and their names get called, and I have these little flashbacks of home visit in Colorado with Christian and his family, talking to Solomon, for an hour on the phone as he's trying to decide where to go to school. You talk, think about the process, them coming in as freshmen and Solomon redshirting and Christian playing a little bit as a freshman and kind of getting his bearings, and then over the next 2 years watching these guys not just become good players but become captains and team leaders, to watch their dreams come true, as I'm sitting there on live TV, and I have to like speak as opposed to just, I just want to jump up and down and go hug everybody and high five everybody, but I gotta like talk about these guys, so I have to like compose myself. But I'm so proud and I'm so excited. And I honestly believe that, the best is yet to be seen of Solomon Thomas. I think he's just coming into his own. I think over the next 3 years, the Niners will really see what they have. And I think it's going to be special.